Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Denise, for the question. So I'd like to clarify a little bit on the digital trade project. So among what I've put on the slide is on what we're going to build on. Like, we don't want to replicate necessarily what's been already done. We want to build or bring our I mean, being our contribution to this field. But this, I would just get providing an example of past work that we'll be taking stock from moving forward for this new estimation. But like, I can't, I'm not allowed actually to provide you with more details in terms of the methodology in the papers, because this is reserved to OECD countries, and this is something I can only share within the working party. But this report, the methodology choices, will be communicated in Q2025. This is going to be published on the OECD website, and you know, this is open source. We have the You have the chance to have the United Nations, so UNCTAD, participating into our work, and so they're providing comments on this. But yes, again, so the paper will be very comprehensive on the methodology, on the data sources, and again, what I've put in, on the slides are objectives. And this from this, we're going to work it out with the data we have to make sure that things we measure across countries are comparable. And from that, if we can, we will provide some estimates, acknowledging the issues that may come with the data and differences that we discussed previously by many speakers in definitions, framework, and standards, to have something. To have something comparable. Yeah, and I hope I answered your question, and if not, please let me know. I can provide you with more information from.